I've been in conflict lately, and I thought that sharing it with you would be a good way for me to work it through and for you to think about it for yourself. Because I'm in conflict with something that, frankly, I believe I've been trying to communicate with you for a really long time, and I've been around it, but I haven't gone right at it because I haven't really known how to go right at it without confusing everybody. And so here's how it goes. One of my biggest frustrations in business is having to lead with language around the things that people know that they want or perceive that they need. Instead of going right to what people actually need to get what they want. Let me explain. If you're a nutrition coach or a personal trainer who is trying to help people improve their lives through the conduit of fitness, it would be very reasonable for you to lead with weight loss, fat loss, aesthetic gains, all that kind of stuff. But the person who wants to lose weight, the person who wants to put on muscle, change their aesthetic, they don't really care about losing weight or about putting on muscle or about changing their aesthetic. What they really care about is how they believe they're going to feel when their body has changed in the way that they would potentially be hiring you to help their body change. There's this dance that has to happen before the conversation around who this person is and how this person can change, that I really despise dancing. And it's held me back. It's held Active Life back for a long time. It's the adage of, for me to attract you, listening to this, if you're a coach today, you're a personal trainer, you're a coach who wants to be able to do the work that we teach ALPs to do. And I said to you the truth, if I just came right out and told you the truth, which I will in a moment, nobody or very few people are going to resonate with the message. Because it's what's in the subconscious. It's not consciously in front of your face. It's not the known problem and the known solution. It's both an unknown problem and an unknown solution. And it oftentimes feels like telling people who think that you have everything together, hey, by the way, I just want to let you know, you don't have everything together. And now I have to explain to you why your life is not as good as you thought your life was until 5 seconds ago. I'm not about that. But I see through all of the surface level stuff that people come with and all of the surface level stuff that people engage with on social media and all the surface level promises that people make to themselves, to me, to their friends, to their coaches, to their clients that are not ever going to be followed through on. And I know right away. And I want to be able to speak right to the heart of the matter. But it's something that I feel like can only really be expressed in an environment like this because I need the long form to be able to discuss the full context of the situation. So the context of the situation is this. Most of us do not have our problems served and solved through making more money, through getting a better body, through overcoming pain or injury. Though those are the three biggest things that people come to Active Life for. And we deliver those things for people over and over and over and over again. And when we ask the people who we help achieve these things, what the most important thing that they got from us was, none of them remark on those things. It's not the most important thing. It's what most of you think is the most important thing today because it's where you can see the source of your pain. But it's not actually the source of your pain. The source of your pain is that you need to become somebody else. You need to become somebody else. The reason that we all get stuck, The reason we keep getting hurt, the reason we keep trying to lose weight and failing, the reason we keep trying to make more money and failing, the reason that we keep trying to create more freedom in our lives, make more friends, have more fun and failing, is because we're not the person who is capable of doing those things. That might hurt to hear, and it's still true. We think it's more doing. It's finding another thing to do. It's another tactic. It's another plan. It's another process. And it's none of those things. It's becoming the person who has already adopted that plan, that purpose, that process, who therefore doesn't have the problem anymore. And I'll give you some really specific examples so that you can understand what I'm describing. And I'll talk to you in a moment about how I'm starting to evolve my own beliefs about my role and my message and overcoming this conflict that I'm dealing with. People come to us, for example, because they want to be able to get out of shoulder pain. And they want to be able to get out of shoulder pain without giving up their fitness, their active life, or going to the doctor and taking a pill or getting a surgery. But if you ask people who have shoulder pain who come to Active Life why they came to Active Life, they'll tell you to get rid of my shoulder pain so that I can get back to doing this, this, and this. If you follow, but that's not true, because if you follow that up with how long have you had your shoulder pain, typically it's 6 months, a year, 2 years, 5 years, whatever. And so that begs the question of why did you only come to us now? And typically the answer is not, I just found out about you today. I don't think that's ever happened. So why did you only choose to come to us now? And the reason is because everybody fears losing an element of their life. They fear losing the ability to play softball. They fear losing the ability to work out and stay healthy. They fear losing the ability to carry their kids around or play at the playground. They fear not being able to cook, do their hair, whatever it is. There's a fear around a loss. It's got nothing to do with the pain. The pain is not the source of the problem. The fear of the loss is the source of the problem. And the only reason that there's fear of the loss is because you don't understand why this pain, this problem persists. You don't understand where it's going. You don't understand how you got it in the first place. And so your brain goes through this chaos of trying to figure out, where did this come from? How do I get rid of it? What is it going to become? What is my life going to look like when I get there? And it's anxiety on overload. And then when people come to us, if the first thing that we did was start them off with non-exercise intervention, no physical assessment, we just had a conversation. And I'm talking about after the 90 minutes of conversation to 2.5 hours of conversation prior to allowing you to enroll. I'm talking about once you're a client. It would be a mismatch of understanding, expectations, and delivery. And I have a problem with that. Because the way that we genuinely help people is by helping people become different people. And then the solutions that have been thrown at you a million times by other people, because other people are just as efficacious in their delivery of program design as Active Life is. Business coaches know how to build business. Trainers know how to build bodies just as well as Active Life does, just as well as I do. What we do that is categorically different than them and that makes our clients much more likely to have success than theirs is we know how to help people decide to change who they are and take action towards becoming a new person. Because the reason all of the tactics fail right now is because the person who we are today does not have the mindset to execute them. Or to frankly say to the person who's offering the tactic to us, that's not a tactic that's aligned with my values. Because many of us haven't yet determined what our values even are. How do we stand up for something that we believe in if we don't actually know what we believe in? How do we set a boundary for things that offend us if we haven't considered what is offensive? How do we start to figure out what these things are without being challenged in a way that creates a moment of anxiety in our bellies, a moment of resistance, a push that is effectively an uncomfortable moment that we need to now steep within as a result of somebody who sees through us asking us the question that forces us to observe ourselves and our thoughts. How do we ever solve this problem unless somebody does that for us? That is what active life, that is what I do for our clients. And most people believe they're not a whole person away. They're just a tactic away. But how many tactics have you tried? Why haven't they worked? I recently spoke at the Real Coaches Summit in Las Vegas. And while I was there, I talked on the stage about this very concept. The whole keynote will be a podcast coming up soon. But I said, you guys are here privy to some of the best speakers and the best minds in this industry. And they're delivering to you tactics that if you use them would be unreasonable for you to stay not successful. You would have to become successful if you adopted these tactics. But you already follow these people on social media. And these people who you follow on social media who are speaking from this stage have already shared these tactics. And so why haven't you already adopted them, making you somebody who comes to this event strictly to create relationships in the audience and get a refresher on the content, instead of somebody who thinks you're learning things for the first time when the reality is you've heard them dozens, if not hundreds of times already and have for one reason or another decided not to adopt them? The reality, my friends, is we are not one tactic away. We are a whole person away. The beauty is once we decide that we're going to change the identity of who we are, adopting the tactics happens by accident. I'll give you examples. Once I decided I was somebody who worked out 5 days a week. And this happened recently, by the way. Once I had kids and started getting really into the business, my workouts started to slack. I went from 5 a week or 6 a week down to, you know, 2 or 3 a week and started to count things like long walks as a workout, which they're not. Not in the sense that I'm trying to just develop my body. So the Muay Thai business next door to my office I'm sitting in right now only had class that I wanted to attend at 6 a.m. I typically was working out at 7:30 a.m. They only had class that I wanted to attend at 6 because the other classes are at 1 p.m. in the afternoon when I'm working, and I don't like breaking up my workday like that. And then there's a class at 7 p.m. when I'm in family time. So the only class for me was going to be 6 a.m. I don't like waking up at 5. I don't like working out at 6. I always thought those were the crazy people. And I just decided I'm going to be a person who stops making excuses about not wanting to wake up at 5 a.m. And I'm going to become a person who wakes up at 5 a.m. to work out every day, even on the days that they don't have class. I'm going to wake up at 5 a.m. and I'm going to go do a different workout at the same time every day. Once I decided that I was the person who does that, a lot of other things started falling into place. I started looking at my schedule because I realized I can wake up at 5 a.m. What are the reasons I'm not comfortable waking up at 5? Well, I go to bed too late. Well, why do I go to bed too late? I like watching Netflix. Well, why do I like watching Netflix or whatever your streaming service is? Well, because my mind is racing and I need to numb it before I go to bed, if I'm being honest with you today. Well, why is my mind racing and why do I need to numb it before I go to bed? Well, because I'm making a million decisions during the day. I'm back to back to back to back to back to back to back meetings all day long. And I need something to decompress at the end of my day. Totally reasonable, right? Everybody would agree that is totally reasonable. I'm the CEO of a growing startup. I have 25 or 26 employees, and we're really trying to do something formative that changes the world. Totally reasonable that I would have that kind of stress. But it's not. If I'm being honest, my job is to gain awareness for the company. It's to grow the company. It's to share the message. It's to cast a vision. It's to create an environment in which all of our staff feel safe and inspired to pursue a shared mission with our clients and each other. And I've done the latter, but I haven't done the former. I haven't grown the company. I haven't done a good job casting the vision. I haven't. And so all of the work, all of the stress that I put myself under, all of the things I do in the middle of the day that allow me to believe this is what you need to be doing, get it. They've been non-productive. And so that led me to asking myself, what if I was doing the wrong things during the day? And so that led me to looking at all the things I'm doing during the day and deciding I am doing many of the wrong things during the day. Well, why am I deciding to do the wrong things during the day? Well, because I'm not trusting the people in their positions to do the things instead of me. Well, why aren't I trusting them? Well, I don't know, Sean. They're great. You should be trusting them. So there's a decision to make. Figure out why you don't trust them. Or decide you do trust them. I had no rational reason not to trust people to get the things done during the day. So I decided I'm going to trust them. And I knocked about 50% of the things that are on my schedule off of my schedule. I haven't missed a 6 a.m. workout other than the one week after my baby was born since December. I haven't watched TV past 9 p.m., maybe more than two or three times, since December. I haven't hit the snooze button on my alarm, except to lay in bed on purpose and collect my thoughts with my eyes open, since December. I have the freedom now to say yes to doing things like traveling to events, networking with people, building relationships, traveling to California to see a friend just because I want to hang out with a guy for 2 days. All because I decided to be the person who wakes up at 5 a.m. and starts training by 6. That was the key decision. That was the key identity shift. And when I did that, everything else started to fall into place. There was a lot of inertia against me doing that. A lot. But I resisted the inertia and I decided to do it anyway. And now the inertia is in me doing it. So now, there begs the question for me of, well, I'm not here to just chill all day. I'm not here to just think all day, every day either. So what am I going to do? What is my day going to look like? How am I going to execute differently? How am I going to think differently now that I am this different person? And the thing that's been occurring to me most recently is that I have been too in the weeds about the things that we do at Active Life to be able to effectively articulate the mission, the vision, and the values on a regular basis in a way that makes it obvious that we would do the things that we do. I'll give you some examples. Let's start with Joe Rogan. Whether you like Joe Rogan or you don't like Joe Rogan, it is very difficult to argue that Joe Rogan is successful. So Joe Rogan's success in what he does. What would you say he is? What does Joe Rogan do for a living? You'd probably say a podcast host. I would agree. That's what Joe Rogan does for a living. But he also has a thriving comedy club in a building that he bought in downtown Austin on 6th Street. He's not the manager of the comedy club day in and day out. But he's all over it. His fingerprints are all over it. And when you hear Joe Rogan opened a comedy club, it's obvious to you that the comedy club would be successful. In fact, it's so obvious to comedians that they decided to move from wherever they are in the world to Austin so that they could be closer to the mecca of what they anticipate is going to be the comedy universe. That's how successful Joe Rogan's brand has become, that he opens a comedy club. And people just assume it's going to be funny. They assume it's going to be a great environment. They assume it's going to be successful. And they're right. Another example would be somebody like, let me come up with one who's a little bit less polarizing for you. Let's take Gary Vaynerchuk. Gary Vaynerchuk owns VaynerMedia. He never talks about what VaynerMedia does for clients. He's never talking about how VaynerMedia would position your brand. He's never talking about the different departments within Vayner and the product offerings and the services. He doesn't talk about that. He talks about the importance of getting attention. But so your assumption is whatever he does, it's going to be good. If I go and work with his sports agency, they're going to be able to get me attention. If I bring my company to his media company, they're going to be able to get us attention. Because it's all the guy talks about is the importance of attention. So whatever they have us do when we get there, I want that. And business owners come to him and they talk about things in their business that have nothing to do with marketing or branding because they believe that Gary knows what it takes for them to go to the next level, for them to be the leader. Empathy is his favorite word. People go to him to learn how to be better leaders for their business so their business can be more successful. But he owns a marketing company, not a leadership company. So how does that happen? Peter Attia. Peter Attia is a doctor. He's not a professional business person. He's a doctor. And so how is it that we all assume this doctor is going to be successful in a podcast? He's going to be successful in a brick and mortar business that he's in the process of opening? If he was advising the president, nobody would say that's a bad idea. You wouldn't even know what he's advising him on. But the point is, these people have not made the mistake that I have, and I don't want to harp on it in a way that I'm beating myself up, because I'm not. I'm just making a pledge to you publicly so that when you see this stuff come out, you understand why I'm doing it, and so that I can be held accountable to doing it. I need to do more obviating the bigger problem that I solve. There is the things I do, and there are the things that we do, and they are not the same. We, Active Life, are able to do things because I have done them. And because I have done them, I know what they can look like. And because I have done them, I know the areas of those things that I don't do well. And because I know the areas of those things that I don't do well, I know how to look for, find, attract, acquire, collaborate with people who do those things well so that we can do the things that I used to do better than I ever did them myself. I don't often give myself credit because I like to throw all of the attention to our team because they're incredible. And I'm here today telling you I'm going to take some credit. If I hadn't gone through the arrows, all of the scars that I've taken over all of this time, we don't do what we do today. We can't. Because there's nobody to talk about what it could be done like. We're all just guessing. There's nobody to say that's not what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be that. It's close. Let's make it better. That's my job. My job is to make sure that the people who are assigned to doing the work know that I have their back completely. I had to learn how to do that. If you've listened to this podcast for any longer than a minute, you've heard me talk about the formative meeting with my mentor when he said, if you want to be more successful in business, you need to become a better person. What I have failed to acknowledge is that has become my superpower. What has become my superpower is helping you become a better person. And it is through my ability to help our team collectively understand what it means to become better people that we become greater than the sum of our parts, because everybody on our team at Active Life is aiming to be a better person. And that allows our clients who come and work with us at Active Life the freedom and the privilege to become a better person when they came to us to make more money, to get out of pain without going to the doctor or giving up their active life, to work a job and a career that's finally fulfilling for them, whatever they came for. The answer is become a better person. And our team does that systematically. But our team also has the necessary burden of executing on the skill set and the tactics that you need to be successful in the short and the long term. I don't. I don't. Something that has become very obvious to me is that when I go to these big events, when I hang out with influential people, they look to me for certain things that I am uniquely good at. I look to them for things that they are uniquely good at. But for a long time, I discounted my ability to be influential amongst influential people. And that, frankly, is where I need to be focusing. It's where I need to be spending most of my attention. It's where I need to be spending most of my intention to get better. Because when I can influence influential people, I can help everybody who they influence. And I've struggled with this dichotomy of I don't take clients because that's not what we do. We don't develop people who are already running companies that make millions of dollars. That's not our product offering at Active Life. And it's not. But it's my unique. And I am Active Life. When I say I am Active Life, I want to be clear about what I mean. I am a part of it. I am a product offering within our company. And so, if we're going to be successful at helping you be successful, I need to be honest all the time, and I am honest all the time, but I need to be honest specifically. I need to be more specifically focused on helping people become better people. So here's what I'm doing about that. I let our team know, some of our team, that when they have a client who has a problem in their life that is getting in the way of working with us or getting in the way of having success with us, that the team member doesn't necessarily feel comfortable trying to solve, they can connect them directly to me. And if I don't know how to solve it or how to ask the questions to help them decide how to solve it is a better way to say it, I definitely know somebody who does. I definitely know somebody who does. And I'll make that referral. I'm excited to step into this role, both for our clients who are existing and people who haven't worked with us yet. There are people who haven't worked with Active Life because they're dealing with problems that are outside the realm of what we have built process for. I have friends who I know are paying other people hundreds of thousands of dollars a year to help them with things, who tell me, "You're more helpful to me than the people I pay hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. You should really do this as something that Active Life does. You should offer this to people." And I've said, no. It's a diversion of focus. It's a distraction. And I've come to realize it's not. It's not a distraction. Because when I'm able to help influential people be influential through changing their lives and the lives of the people in their family and their friends and their employment, I help Active Life fulfill its mission to empower lives of freedom without compromise at scale. And so I'm going to talk about how I do that. I'm going to talk about who I do that with. I'm going to talk about being available to offer it to people when they need it and want it. And it's important to me that you know that this is a part of Active Life. This is not Sean's side business. This is a part of Active Life. It's the tip at the very, very, very top. For people who don't want to coach other people, for people who have areas of their lives that are holding them back from being successful at something, who need someone to ask them the right questions and hold them accountable to answering it for themselves, and then taking action, becoming a different person. I didn't know where this podcast was going to go in terms of what words were going to come out next. I didn't have a flow. I didn't practice this, and this is my first take. I want to be more helpful. I'm going to be more helpful. I am more helpful. I've decided that I am more helpful now than I was 30 minutes ago. I would love your feedback as you see me talk about it on social media, as you read my emails. If you don't already get my email, by the way, I'm going to put my email newsletter in the show notes, not Active Life's. The one you get directly from me. I'm going to put it in the show notes today. If you're not already following me on Instagram or X, whichever place you prefer, because I'm going to make X more of a priority these days, please head there and follow me. I will put my account handle in the show notes. And finally, if you haven't already rated this podcast and shared it with a friend, please do that today. My friends, I hope that you hear in my voice audacity and altruism that is inspiring to you. The only difference between me today and me frustrated 8 years ago is that I decided I was going to be somebody different. And in deciding to be somebody different, I lost friends. I lost coworkers. I lost clients. And with that, I lost an identity that didn't serve me. And so my challenge to you is if, as you hear this, you do hear audacity, you do hear altruism, and you do feel inspired, consider making the same decision. Consider deciding that the version of you today is not going to be the version of you that gets the job done. Assume that you're wrong. Assume that the people around you who you would feel uncomfortable telling the truth about what you want to achieve want to hear you say it, and then trust them to support you. And the ones who don't, the ones who break your trust, let them go. It's not a window that they're looking into when they cast judgment on you. It's a mirror, and they are casting judgment upon themselves. You today are allowing people like that to slow you down because you are more comfortable going slow with people with whom you are familiar than going fast and putting yourself out there into a world of people you've never met. Hope you got something from today. Turn pro. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Active Live Podcast. Please remember, give us a hand, rate it, review it wherever you listen to shows. We are on a mission to humanize the healthcare industry by professionalizing the fitness industry to empower the individual to live a life unlimited by the way that their body looks, feels, or performs. If you are inspired by that mission and want to jump on the wagon, find us anywhere. Active Life Professional on Instagram, Active Life RX on Instagram. Come to me personally at Dr. Sean Pestuch. We want to welcome you onto the train. We want you to be a part of the mission. We want to offer you the opportunity to pursue this right alongside us. We're inspired by your effort, and we hope to help you in your journey. Turn pro.